for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Monday to you. And it's a short week, so you should be in an even better mood. I'm back from vacation. Choppy will be back tomorrow. We got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, here on Sean and RJ. Your official home of the Dallas Cowboys is 105.3 The Fan. And George Pickens got a win over the weekend.
Yeah, he did. First, before we get the actual reaction, you were not here for the initial story. What did you, I know you had seen it because I saw you retweet it while you were on vacation. What was your initial thought on the look how awful George Pickens is? He didn't show up to this camp. He had to be replaced by Pat Freiermuth.
Well, initially I was like, okay, here's real George coming through. This is what we heard and all feared and thought in Pittsburgh. And then I think it was Tolo Antoine was like, dude, you think he's got stuff going on right now? You think he's a little bit busy? So my Homer Cowboy brain went to, hey, man, guy's got a lot on his plate. Come on now. But I didn't know what the exact commitment was, but what a harsh statement,
dude,
from this camp who put it out.
Florio trashed them on Thursday or Friday, whenever that was, because Florio...
So reset real quick what happened.
Yeah, so essentially George Pickens had... He was supposed to host a camp this past Saturday in Pittsburgh. When he got traded, initially he hadn't backed out or hadn't changed his mind. They'd asked him about stuff. They then said that he backed out about a week ago, and that when he did, they're like, we have to scramble to find somebody else. Pat Freiermuth has stepped in, but they used really aggressive descriptions, like talking about he turned on his word or he backed out of his word. Just really aggressive tone that basically made it seem like George Pickens is awful. And they probably thought that would be received pretty well because of how Pittsburgh has felt about George Pickens. Well, it was not received well. As Florio pointed out, he's like, why are you not offering refunds to these people? You're just trying to basically trash Pickens the entire time. That's what you need to be focusing on. And two, things change for people. He's not in Pittsburgh anymore. Something has changed. But to me, the other thing was we got an announcement that the date for training camp had shifted about a week ago as well, to where they're supposed to leave on July 20th. Now, I don't know if Pickens backing out is why the camp has moved to July 20th with Pat Freiermuth, but the day the camp is on now with Freiermuth, George Pickens is supposed to be in Oxnard. He's supposed to be on a plane to Oxnard, so it could be that. But the fact that they sat on it for a week before informing people, that also makes them look bad. But True Edge Sports, who puts this on, they said recently a statement was issued regarding our scheduled youth camp with George Pickens that did not accurately reflect the full scope of communication or the context surrounding the event. At no point did George communicate with us directly, and our communications with George's representatives led to confusion about the camp's status and future direction. They said that regrettably, the language used in our original message mischaracterized George's intent and actions. And then at the end of it, they close up with, we recognize that he was navigating a significant career transition during this time and that his team kept open lines of communication with us. So that sounds like something also may have scared them in their communications with Georgia's team. Somebody must have been like, you are going to correct this.
So
right
how
now.
Is this group? Are they in charge and they hire out?
So yeah, this came up. We were talking about this. The idea basically is you've got these different programs or companies that run camps like this. And they will hire somebody to come, an athlete to...
Because my godson, was just at tight end U. And I was like, that's put on by George Kittle and his pops at Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I would think George Pickens and his people would put on a camp he was doing.
Some of them will. But I mean, there's also, I think one of them is called Pro Camps. There's this one, True Edge. Like people, this is like a network as well of people who like they do camps and then they partner with different agencies to get players to, hey, we want to put on a camp in your area. Will you do it? But this is one of the things we talked about. You remember the Deebo Samuel thing a couple of years ago where Deebo didn't
skinny?
He didn't sign for the kid. Some kid tried to ask him for an autograph at his camp and he's like, can't. And everybody's like, how awful this is. And Deebo had to come out and go, it was explicitly stated that you were going to get a picture and an autograph, but we weren't signing extra merchandise because I can't do that for everybody.
Yeah.
This dad set it up to like do this film and make me look like I was a bad guy. So you're getting a lot of players now that are starting to get a little leery of doing camps like these because they feel like if I'm not putting this on, if I'm not in charge of everything, I don't know how much I want to be tied to it and just turn my reputation over potentially to them. But this is something where a lot of these camps will just start hiring out players and looking for connections.
But you were not worried initially that George was being a bad dude?
On the surface, when I first read the headline and then see them going after him, like, this is bad. But then the more you, like, when you got to the end of it and start thinking through everything is, I was like, okay, I guess we'll wait and see a little bit how this played out. And obviously, the more it played out, it's like George isn't really at fault here, doesn't
it? So a win for George Pickens as the organizers come out with a very strong retraction and apology. Speaking of Deebo, there was some clips of former NFL players taking some shots at him. We saw him in his Commander's uniform over the course of the weekend. Of course, people are wondering if he's overweight, how slow he's running. T.O. said Deebo is two chicken nuggets away from tipping the scale. And former Eagle Brandon Graham said, I wouldn't worry about him. He's got to get in shape first. So people commenting on the new wide receiver in the NFC East.
And I'm trying to remember, were you here? I think you were. You were here when Dan Quinn talked about him, right?
Yeah,
And Quinn's like, oh, he's faster. He's like the Flash out there. He's so fast. Yeah. Like, I can barely see him. He's a blur moving, yeah. Which is nice. Dan Quinn's a good hype man to have. But, yeah, it's look, my concern is not necessarily with Deebo being in shape or, you know, Deebo and how fast he is. My concern is Deebo going to stay healthy if I'm a Commanders fan? And outside of that, is he just declining? Is he just not as good anymore? Because he has not looked like the same player in the last couple of years.
The Texas Rangers had a wild one yesterday, going to extra innings again against Seattle.
With the 0-1, and that one's popped up. Left side of the infield, it's Crawford calling for it. On the dirt, he reaches up to make the one-hand grab, and this ball game is over. The Seattle Mariners, with 3 in the top of the 12th, hold on and defeat the Rangers by the final of 6-4. The Mariners take the series 2-1.
Hixie with the call. The Rangers are in fourth place in the American League West, 2.5 back in the wild card, but 9 games back in the division. They ruin Jack Leiter, Evan Carter, and Corey Seager and his hero moment.
Corey Seager's finally starting to hit again. See, you are the Shinx because you stopped betting on him.
Yep.
And as soon as you did, it brought him back to life. Seager performing well. Evan Carter continues to hit the ball really consistently. Bassick was yesterday talking about how much he likes that, like, Evan Carter has started kind of adjusting his swing and tailoring his swing to try and, you know, hit the ball the other way or do different things. I really like some of the stuff that you're seeing from guys offensively lately, like Seager, Carter, Josh Smith. It's just it's coming at this time where your pitching's a little more unstable and you're not getting enough out of Josh Young. You're not getting enough out of Wyatt Langford. You're not getting enough out of guys you've counted on to bring you here.
Why do you think Josh Young went to first instead of home?
I don't know.
When you're watching the replay, like, did it have to be the transfer in the glove? He didn't get the right grip he wanted?
That's
because it wasn't even like a it wasn't even like any chaos there in that moment. It was like, all right, I'm just going
to
go to first.
My initial thought before I saw the okay, when you see the replay, you're like, okay, maybe it's got something to do with the transfer, like you're talking about. Maybe that's why he didn't do it. When I saw it live, I was like, he just, I don't know, thinks that he can't get it to home. He doesn't want to risk a tag. He wants something that's an out by throwing it. I couldn't figure it out. And Josh Young deserves a lot of credit for.
And by the way, I love the extra inning rule. It makes it makes it so much more fun. It really does.
I feel like
I'm like you normally, traditional. Let's not make it NBA Jam and 5-point blinking circles, but it's so much action. It's so much better, Bobby.
It's good. You get the action and everything else, but I hate the idea of just let's gift you a runner. Like the game is going to gift you a runner. That's so unlike everything that we've always seen. But on, I think it was, I can't remember which inning it was. When was it that Josh Young had that ridiculous throw to first?
Oh, yeah.
That was the inning before or two innings before. Like, he made a play that was like, oh, my gosh, look how he just bailed them out.
Yep.
And so, feels like a little nitpicky at times. He got a base hit yesterday. He drew a walk. He showed patience. It's really frustrating keeping up with some of his swing habits lately. There's just something not right about his approach this year.
877-881-1053 as they go to extra innings for the third straight time, third time in franchise history with a streak of 3+ extra inning games. Last time, 2012. That according to Jared Sandler. And now you talk about some of the offensive guys getting going.
Wyatt Langford has been placed on the IL. So this is with an oblique strain, which is, I feel like he's dealt with this before too. But Wyatt Langford has been placed on the IL retroactive to the 25th. And he will be out at least for the next several days, but it'll probably go on longer than that, it sounds like. But he's been incredibly frustrating to watch. So I was looking back and trying to see, okay, what is his progression been like? Because if you look last year, I think we were kind of frustrated with him last year before he kind of got going. Last year, he finished the year hitting.
We had the big crosstalk fight, I think, about him being injury prone between Choppy and Hagelin. I think that was about Josh Young.
Well, I was talking about Langford here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Langford last year, he hit 253, and we were kind of frustrated with him last year, where it was like, is he going to be the guy that he needs to be? Well, this year he's hitting 232. And I know that last year he closed out the year really strong, and he started this year really strong. If you look at last September through almost the end of April, that was a 43-game stretch for Wyatt Langford. He was a 319 hitter, 391 on-base percentage, 1035 OPS. Those are MVP numbers for over a quarter of a season, basically. And if you can sustain him, that's great. The problem is that he hasn't been able to. Outside of that 43 games, the rest of his 158 career games, Wyatt Langford is hitting 226, a 290 on-base percentage, and his OPS is 646. That means 80% of his career, he hasn't even been a starting quality bat in the outfield. Because a 646 OPS in the outfield is not going to cut it. And so, to me, the two biggest tasks for Brett Boone or the entire Rangers staff, I would assume, the entire hitting staff would be, you need to figure out how to get Wyatt Langford on track consistently, and you need to figure out how to fix whatever's wrong with Josh Young's approach and his eye at the plate, because something's not right there.
Well, at least you get the Orioles. I think that's a good thing. I was in Maryland for the Jared Sandler photo.
Well,
man, that was amazing.
Yeah, where's your man on the street audio? Why didn't you go to the Orioles park and get audio for us?
Yeah, Jared texted me. Reap is back there, said, yeah, where is it? The Ocho will be in here in just a second. Why are you calling Jake the Ocho?
Because he gets credentialed to the obscure sports like the WNBA.
and live golf. He's out there. Sandler texted me. He's like, you want to go to the Oriole game? And I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm in Baltimore. How far away are you from Baltimore? I was like, Jared, you could let me have 2 at-bats in the Oreo game, and I would not go from the beach to in this sweltering, awful, miserable weather. But that picture of Jared, I hope you all had it on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube last week. That was amazing. That I'm sitting here leaving the state of Texas for this beating, and I don't want to get shot. I also don't want to get murdered, killed, or sweat to death. One of the three would have happened going to Canman Yards, a park that I do love.
Who would have been, would you have been the most gung-ho about going? Or would there have been somebody in your family who's like, wait, you turned Orioles tickets down? We could have gone?
No, one that gung-ho. My father-in-law, he wanted to stay. He wanted to stay looking at the beach. My wife, she would have killed me. No one had any interest in going. And I was like, 3 hours away anyway. But I was sitting there for the Jacob deGrom performance, watching that in Maryland. And tonight it's going to be Patrick Corbin, as the earned runs for Corbin kind of going up in each of the last three starts. The ERA sits at a 4.24 with a 4-7 record. Last three starts in five innings. He's worked just five flat innings over the last three. Three runs, four runs, and against Baltimore last week, five earned.
Oh, yeah, we had the note last week. Corbin had been through his first 12 starts, had allowed three or less in every start. And then, like you just said, his last three starts, it's three or more. So he's trending in a not great angle right now.
Having a difficult time waking up this morning, the Human Espresso, our Stars insider. Let's talk hockey. And the Stars' new coach with Jake Rietma, commercial-free expressway with an NBA Youngboy giveaway after... this.
Hey, and it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is the Expressway right now on The Fan, and it's brought to you by the on-time experts, and the HOV lane of the Expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano.
We are commercial-free with the Expressway. We have an NBA Youngboy ticket giveaway this segment, 9 o'clock hour as well. Best and worst of the weekend. I'll try to stop all parents from traveling with babies for the rest of time. Here with Sean and Bobby. Choppy back tomorrow. And in studio, our Dallas Stars insider and WNBA insider and Live Golf insider.
It's been too long. Come on. Hey, Dallas Stars.
Jake Rietma with the sweet Stars hat. You hear him with CA right here. Weekends on 105.3 The Fan.
Got you down.
What have you learned? Give me your top two things you've learned about hosting with Chris.
He's an OG. He's been around the game forever. I'm always learning something from him. We disagree on some things sometimes. We agree on some things. I think it makes it spicy. We got after each other a little bit this weekend. He gave me some, the fan text said he was giving me a little unk action, which I love. I love it. You know, I told him I want to learn the history of 105.3 The Fan. What's going on between these walls? The guy knows everything that's going on in Dallas.
Now, Chris in a fight is like what? I've never been in an argument with Chris.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't like a fight.
What was it over?
You get a little animated. It was over, of all things, the Savannah Bananas. That was my Jake break over the weekend. I just don't get the Savannah Bananas. I don't get it. And it was one of those things.
Baseball.
I love baseball, exactly. But the fans, what broke me... especially with the kids. But what broke me is when the fans catch it and it's an out. That's not baseball. It's a different game. And do your flips and your fiery and everything and see.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, you know, I give him credit. He was like, well, just because you don't like it doesn't mean other people like it. And I said, I understand that, but it's not for me. So we got after it a little
bit.
You
hit the Globetrotters?
No, yeah, that was his comparison. Do I hate the Globetrotters? Mm-hmm. No, it's fine, but it's I wouldn't say I'm going to watch basketball if I'm going to watch a show. And I get that. Like, I could make the distinction between entertainment and baseball. Just stop calling Savannah banana baseball. It's not baseball.
Your reaction to the news yesterday that sounds imminent. Glenn Gullitson is coming back.
Gully!
He didn't finish the question.
Is that his nickname or your nickname?
I've heard some people calling him Gully. I think it's a great nickname. Gully! I was surprised.
If only Pete DeBoer called his goalie that.
He just had to call his goalie Sunday. He could call him.
Yeah.
Instead of just pushing him under the bus. That's right. Otter's 6-7. Otter's better!
But you did tweet. You didn't seem to be a big fan of it.
I wasn't initially. That initial reaction felt a little deflated because I just thought Neil Graham made so much sense. And I thought for him as a guy that's had so much success in the minor leagues, Neil Graham, the chemistry with a lot of those young players, because that seemed to be what was lacking, the connection there, it just seemed like the natural progression. So initially I thought, oh, and I was kind of bummed for him as a guy because you think, I've worked so hard in the minors, I've earned this opportunity, and what seems like a natural slide right in to the organization I've built my reputation with, and then not to be afforded that opportunity, I was a little disappointed for him. Then I hit the books, hit the group chat, you know, start talking to some sources. What do you guys think? Help me feel a little bit better, and it does make a lot of sense, because this is a ready-made roster, ready to win. I would say you'd be hard-pressed to find a better situation in all the National Hockey League to inherit, let alone a roster that's coming off a coach being fired. It doesn't happen this way. You know, sure, you get coaches that retire and the roster's ready to go right now. But as an organization, the stars are so ready to win. It's ready made. Hopefully, it's just one missing ingredient.
But why is he a ready? Yeah, we know it's a ready made situation. Why is he the finishing piece?
Because I think he's great with star players. That's what I kept hearing is this guy is able to relate to star players. Now, I don't mean the Dallas Stars. I mean really good players. Obviously, who we're going to talk about is McDavid and Draisaitl, and the way he gets the best out of them. He's a power play wizard, and I heard you say it. It helps having the best players out on the ice on the power play, yeah. But he is a downhill attack. He has this philosophy, pass, shoot, go, and that was some of the knock on the Dallas Stars, a little bit too finesse, looking for that perfect shot, playing too much on the outside. He is a downhill guy. Think of, as a comparison, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, just bang, bang, bang. That's the kind of hockey we're going to be seeing. And I think that that could add a new element to this Dallas Stars team, and he's great with star players.
But how much should it worry us? It's kind of Brian Schottenheimer-like. Like, okay, you were an assistant for 7 years. Like, no one else was like, all right, you're seasoned enough. You're ready. Let's do this.
I thought of that as well. There's an element of he was comfortable in Edmonton. And, you know, as a guy that had been around the block, he had been a head coach for the Calgary Flames as well, and had a really successful coaching career in the minor leagues too. I worry about, you know, you draw that distinction between, was he really comfortable in Edmonton, or maybe a little complacent, or maybe nobody wanted him. Nobody can really determine that. I don't think there's a tangible way you can say, no, yeah, he was set in Edmonton. But at the same time, maybe he was playing the field a little bit, looking for the right opportunity, jumps at this opportunity, and what an opportunity it is to be the head coach of the Dallas Stars on a ready-made roster.
How much of it coinciding, and maybe it's reading too many tea leaves, but the fact that Jamie Benn has announced his returning and then it's finalized that Gullitson's coming back, when Benn would be one of the only guys here who would say, I've got experience with him and can kind of help the transition over and tell younger guys, like, hey, this is our guy.
Bobby Bell must have read my notes.
I did. This is Bobby what I do. I stole his notes. I stole your notes. This is what I do.
The Jamie Benn connection, I don't think, can be understated, because Jamie Benn, when he, you know, signs that contract extension, team-friendly deal, it really symbolizes, okay, the captain's all in. You got to have that connection between the captain and the head coach, and the connection between Glenn Gullitson and Jamie Benn was alive and well through the minor leagues. It was the inaugural season for the Texas Stars when Gullitson was the head coach. They get all the way to the Calder Cup Finals. And I know it was a long time ago, which, again, you can't say, oh, yeah, we were great together, you know, 10, 15 years ago. What does that look like now? But when the captain bodes for you, which you got to imagine he did, I think that might have been the finishing touches on it. Because you heard Jim Nill over the weekend, which, by the way, shout out to him, a three-peat of GM of the year. But you heard him over the weekend say, we're in no rush. You know, we don't have to speed up this timeline. And then the imminent announcement is basically made 24 hours later. So I do have a theory that I think Jamie Benn said, let's do it. You get that contract done, run it back. You got your captain. Now you got a head coach that supports the captain and vice versa.
Jake Rietma in studio here during the commercial-free expressway on The Fan.
How much of the times that you were around the post-game atmosphere after they would lose games or whatever else, it felt like, at least here, we're trying to figure out how much of this is just they're trying to free them up. Like, they felt under the thumb of Pete DeBoer, and they're trying to basically get a jump of just let's let them play free. How much of that was a sense at the end of the year of just like guys who felt like maybe they were worn out by everything?
That's a good way to put it, because you could feel it in the losses for sure, but you could also feel that Pete DeBoer, right, wrong, or indifferent, had this aura about him of, I am the leader, I am the boss, but there's a distinct separation. And, you know, I think of the polar opposite of a player's coach. He was, it is my way, and I am at the very, very top. Now, he was great with the media, I have to say, and I think a lot of the people on the Stars beat would back me up here that he was always gracious. He was never, you know, of course, you can get animated with it. Obviously, the obvious one with Kyle Shaw, what was that, the last year's playoffs. But at the same time, I think when you have a system and a style like Pete DeBoer, it has a distinct shelf life. And, you know, Belichick would be another example, how it soured with him in New England. It sours quicker when you have that distinct style. So I think the idea of change for a lot of these young guys, which I know Mac would agree with me on this, Mac Engel, that maybe the players were a little bit too soft as well, because they have a responsibility and have to be, you know, take accountability for some of the shortcomings on the ice as well. And I'm curious if Gully will get the best out of his players by bringing that cohesiveness with the roster. Now, I will say too, Gully, the guy's pretty fiery. There's some famous viral clips of him going off on players for the Flames. He has an absolute F-bomb rage tantrum where he chucks his stick into the during a open skate, so the arena's empty or whatever, but he chucks his skate or his stick over the glass and is MFing people, so he's fiery as well.
This is probably generalized to all sports, not just the NHL, but it's relevant here in Dallas. If you fire a coach because of what your players said, do you have to hire your next coach based on what the players say?
There is an element of player ownership to that, right?
And but like, would they have had to have approved, like, before they hired him, would they have had to have run this by players that they also took their word on DeBoer?
I would think so. And, it, you know, as we've talked about, CA, team building is a sport. And with Jamie Benn as vocal and a prominent leader and a captain that has worn the C for so long, certainly. But I am curious how much say guys like Jake Ottinger had, because obviously that was the turmoil there. Even some of the younger guys like Wyatt Johnston. And, you know, it came out that it was not just Ottinger that was upset with, and in those exit interviews, you know, some of the younger guys who all stepped up and said something, you know, guys that are younger but have earned that cachet, like Thomas Harley and so on and so forth. I wonder if they were, to your point, all in on signing off on this hire.
If I told you right after the season ended that Glenn Gullitzen would be the replacement, are you still getting rid of Pete DeBoer? Is this an obvious downgrade on paper?
Paper? Oh, you asked the tough questions. Come on. I love it. I mean, it's 7:30 in the morning, and I'm really having to use that thinker here. But I would say paper, yes. It's just, it's not as accomplished of a resume.
Is it like McCarthy to Schottenheimer?
In a sense, but, you know, the runway between the amount of time when he was the head coach for the Dallas Stars and obviously totally different team. I mean, they were financially managed by the NHL at that time, so I don't want to hold that against him. But that's a decent amount of time to then circle back to become the head coach, you know, whatever it is, 12 years later. So I don't think it's the same as Schottenheimer because he was, you know, more involved and whatnot. But I do think that with the change from a guy who has been to the conference finals 5 of the last 6 years in Pete DeBoer, the expectations are sky high. And that's a tough, tough environment to come into. But at the same time, you've got to embrace it with this ready-made roster.
Have there been any rumors about DeBoer and his next stop?
No, I think I've been trying to find that out. I haven't heard anything major, but I think he's pretty content too. I think he'll take a year off and then find his way. And he is so well established in the league that he's one of those guys that I think he can name where he wants to be next, and somebody will afford that opportunity for him.
Jake Riedman in studio here on 105.3 The Fan. What have you thought of the other moves in the offseason?
I like the Jamie Benn one. It's such a team-friendly deal that it's kind of a win-win situation. Duchesne originally, you know, one of those things, instant reaction, like, ooh, that's a lot. But then you dive into it a little bit deeper, and Nashville's paying the majority of his salary this first year because of that buyout. So if I'm a Nashville Predators fan, you know, you're double palms up. What the heck? Come on, you're killing me. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Dumba. He'll be bought out. And Granlund, I mean, that's another one. Free agency starts July 1st. Another reason why the Stars had to get this head coaching decision done and made. Development camp starts today up north in Frisco. Let's go develop some youngsters.
Are you getting credentialed for that?
No.
Some youngsters, Pepe.
According to Bobby, I only get credentialed for the obscure sports.
It's the Ocho.
But come on. I mean, the American Airlines Center was the spectacle of the WNBA world on Friday night. Yeah, Caitlin Clark signing autographs, making young girls' days. They were so excited. You had Paige Beckers.
Why does it always come back to the kids?
So how were those two events, Liv and the WNBA?
Let me tell you, Liv was hot. I was sweating. I was trying my best. You know, I had my credential. I'm walking between the ropes. I'm getting footage. But, man, I was sweating. But I will say the AAC environment, all seriousness, it was lit. It was hype. People were loving every basket. You heard the crowd and the ovation for Paige Beckers, Arike Ogunbowale. I could get excited about that. I thought of my two nieces. They would have had a blast. I mean, that is cool. I got some fan audio, man on the street.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, talking to some people. And there were people driving in from Indiana, from Iowa, from all parts of Texas, Corpus Christi, El Paso. People were making the trip to Dallas.
Look at this
people
guy.
Flew in from Seattle. And this one girl I talked to, she was not young. She probably was like 35. So way out of my
range.
But she was like, Dallas is on the up and up. Like, everything happens in Dallas. I thought that was a good way to put it.
Yeah, they ended up seeing the best player that night, too, because the Paige Beckers actually played, unlike Caitlin Clark. Have you looked at Caitlin Clark's stats lately, Sean?
The shooting numbers?
Whoa, come on.
She's shooting 39% from the field. She's shooting 29% from three. She's averaging 6 turnovers a game.
Six?
Six a game. She's Jeremy Lin out there.
No, she's Tiger Woods. She transcended the sport. No. She's getting everybody paid. They're taking private jets instead of flying commercial. Every WNBA player should be writing her a thank you note.
Is your boy Malik Beasley guilty?
Oh, he's in so much trouble. That guy, I could send you 10 tweets. This guy is going coast to coast in the final 2 seconds of a game to cover Timberwolves -7.5. Are you kidding me? This guy's so guilty, man. RIP, great career, Malik Beasley. Talk to you never.
But the bet that was put on him for the under did not hit. It went over, and they still flagged him for the unusual betting activity in Vegas or wherever it was.
Well, my understanding is a lot of this is stemming from when he was with the Minnesota Timberwolves before he was with the Detroit Pistons. But I'll have a great image of him, you know, butterfingers the ball in the most important moment against the New York Knicks, down by a chance to tie the game right through his hands. But there's also one other clip, and I know we got the expressway right now, so we can just keep going and going.
No, we can't.
You're like, no.
The one of him defending?
No, the one of him trying to get a three off Giannis. Giannis swats him in the closing seconds, but the Pistons were down like 8 at the time, and then stands over him and does this stupid little shimmy. Like, you're a National Basketball Association player. You're going to do a dance every time you make a three-pointer? Come on. You act like you've been there before.
Jake Rietma.
Bassick just texted me about Caitlin Clark.
What'd he say?
She also has a 3.9-inch vertical, which is pretty impressive.
And Holland has been texting us.
Yeah, because Holland
is golf outing?
Yeah, he's like, I'm missing y'all. I was like, I wasn't invited. He said everyone was invited. I was like, I was not invited.
Is that where Choppy is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he took
his. He's out on the links.
That's right. You think you can beat Choppy? I've seen you golf recently.
No, I love golf. I'm not good at it. I love the game. I love the game, the play the game the right way. That's why handicaps were invented. I am a 16.5 handicap. Sometimes I'll go out there and break 90. Sometimes, you know, we'll be looking for balls all day. That's just the way it is. It's a tough sport, but I love it.
When are you on again next?
Friday, 4th of July, America's birthday. Where else would you be? It's a barbecue holiday, too.
So Saturday as well?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the old three-peat. We're looking at it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Jake Rietma, give him a follow. His the Jake Rietma superfan Kid Muse has already been all over it.
I love that guy. Shout out to Kid Muse.
Follow him on social media.
But you like the kids, don't you?
Yeah. I met his son, Dylan. I met his kid.
I bet you did. Good.
Thank you, Jacob. Much appreciated. Commercial free expressway. Let's hook you up for putting up with us. Keep that man with me.
All right, tell us that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see NBA YoungBoy on Thursday, October 30th at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right. Why are some people talking about LeBron James to the Mavericks? A point guard search that has still not been filled. We'll get to that at 8 o'clock here on Sean and Bobby. Chop back tomorrow after the Derek Holland golf tournament this morning. Right now, let's get to your weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm having a bad fucking weekend.
Let us know what you did. Good, bad, the drama, no matter what it was. 877-881-1053. Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. 877-881-1053. I will start off with my trip to see my parents in Maryland. I took the in-laws with me. I wanted to thank them for all of the babysitting they do basically every single weekend. This would be my son, who's about to turn 5 this weekend. His first real memories of going back home.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Daughter is one. She's not going to remember Jack Squat, but I am going to make sure she remembers the absolute torture she put us through on the flights. Flying there, she was bad. Flying back, I apologize to everyone aboard American Airlines flight 2314 because I'm still not over it physically or emotionally with the absolute meltdown that she had. You want the good or the bad of the trip?
You know what? Let's always end on a positive note. So give me the bad out of the gate.
Bad was my daughter. I tried everything. She had her own seat, got a car seat, had her own iPad that I had to pay for just for this trip, had all the snacks, had the medicine, tried to time it out, feeding her a lot, manipulating her nap schedule. Did not work. She was asleep for about 30 minutes on the way back. And then for basically the entire flight, she was crying. And the last 30 minutes felt like 3 hours straight. Lost it. Like hyperventilating. Like people were looking at me as if she was having a medical episode. The woman behind me was trying to be nice, but it was annoying. Like, just stand up. Just carry her. And you jackasses from this airline on the way there who gave me a hard time for standing up and trying to sit there and pat her on the back and walk her up and down the aisle. I got caught between the carts, the drink carts.
Oh no.
I got caught. I was like, hey, is there any way? They're like, sir, do you want to pay for this now or later? She's screaming, melting down. And I'm like, is there any way you guys can move up like four rows so I can get back to my seat? Oh my gosh. I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I got parents passing me up bags of candy from the back to try to settle her down. But the last 30, 35 minutes on the flight home had us dead quiet in the Alba limo. They had to wonder whether we got in a big family fight. It was awful. And I've changed my mind on a long-standing Sean Shree flying position and opinion.
Oh, no.
The seat leaners, I've turned.
Yes!
Yeah.
Welcome to the right side of history.
Screw you people in front of me. As I had no room to deal with this baby, trying to hold her, trying to maneuver her, trying to do anything, as that seat lean, it made a negative difference in my travels. It was bad.
It's look, you're like the person who has to experience the bad side of their public policy positions before they'll flip on it or whatever. You're the same way. You had to feel that seat lean to know this is a pain in the ass. Yeah. And you shouldn't be able to do this.
And then you know when you land, of course, you're not just pulling up to the gate immediately.
Mm-mm.
This was like the longest drive around after we landed, extending the torture even more. Everyone on the plane is staring at us. Everyone is looking. I know some people would disgust. Some people would just sympathy. They're like, I know, poor you. It's awful. I'll never let her forget this the rest of her life, ever. This is the worst. My son humiliated us years ago at a 4th of July party, and we drove home dead quiet, me and Amanda. Dead quiet. Do we have to get him evaluated? We did get him evaluated. We did after that. But this was number one. This is the number one seed, worst parenting moment of my entire life. Not even close. Awful.
This is, I don't think she would actually, I was going to suggest, I was like, you should talk to Kristen. You guys should talk to Kristen about how she handled Laura. But I don't think it would do anything other than just Kristen going like, yeah, that sucks because that's how Laura was. She wouldn't actually like have anything. Kristen,
but I'm talking a 12 out of 10 scream cry. Oh, no, this is 30 minutes straight.
That was Laura for 2 years. Kristen used to like dread going to the store because she knew putting her in the car seat was a, like, she would squirm and scream like she was being stabbed. Like, I mean, scream. And Kristen was just like, I can't take her anywhere. I'm going to be looked at as like, you must be hurting this child. She's crying so bad.
Yeah.
And so that sucks. But the fact that she was, I got to say, you're in trouble. She seems like she's just the boss. Because I look at that picture of her in the limo on the way home. She's just looking there chill like, all right, now that we're where I want to be, now I'll calm down and I will look unbothered by all of it.
Yeah, and I get tasked with, she's daddy's girl now. So for the past like 3 weeks, she only wants me. Like, she's paying my mother no mind. My mother is like an angel sweetheart. My mother did not hold her once. Nothing. She's doing this shoulder turn. It took like 3 days for her to finally let my father like pat her head. She doesn't want her grandparents. She doesn't want her mother. I asked Amanda going to sleep last night, like, are you jealous at all? Like, and she's like, hell no. Girl, bye. She goes, girl, bye. Because the physical beating, I don't want massages. I need a massage. I need like a full body massage because of my left knee is about to, it's like every morning I'm waking up, I'm like, my knee's going to give out. It's going to pop. And this thing's going to explode. So she is, the physical ailments, she's beating me down. So those were the negatives. Me and my dad, we're just becoming more like oil and water as the years go by. I push back at him. He doesn't want anything in return. In terms of me opening my mouth, he's 88 years old. But I saw my parents. That was good. Ollie had incredible memories in the ocean, in the cockpit of the plane, on a boat. Saw my best friends. I think my in-laws had some memories of being out there on the beach. Saw my aunt. Ollie got to see his cousins. So that was the recap. I am not traveling on a plane with them. I'm not joking. For 2 or 3 years, Ollie has to pay the price unless I leave Ava at home. Not doing that again. Period.
So are you going to have to, you're just not going to travel, or you're going to have to do the car ride?
I'm not going to fly.
Ooh, so that means you're going to have to drive if you want to go out there.
I'm not going out there. I'm not going out there.
You're just
going
to have
until
to.
Until she's like three and a half or four. My parents have to come here.
Would you?
I already told them.
Could you meet them?
I did my sonly duty. I took them out there. I packed them up. I went and saw, you know, my brother and my aunt and all that stuff. And my best friends, they got to come out here now. It's over.
Could you meet in the middle somewhere? Could you do a quick
I won't flight? Get on a plane with
could
her.
Could you do like Nashville?
Nope. I won't get on a plane with her until she's Ollie's is as good as Ollie.
Were you DFW or Love?
DFW.
Okay, that's
and
why
then
that,
their bags.
That's why that ride probably took forever.
Their bags while landing. I thought DFW would clean up the baggage claim. Nope. Did not clean up the baggage claim.
817, so. Leave Ava with Uncle Bobby next time. I don't think Amanda would leave Ava with
me. She wouldn't. I would.
I'm good with babies. I'm good with them. I'm better than Reepma with kids. Like I grew up with 9 kids in my family. I know how to handle babies.
Best and worst, Bob.
All right, so the best was after losing my debit card last weekend while giving Alec Medford alcohol poisoning. I was bummed you weren't here to hear about all that last week.
Would you guys go out?
Yeah, we did for his birthday. We ended up in Stockyards, and he vomited all in our car, which is nice. And it was Will.
He threw up in the car?
Yeah, and Will Chambers was in the back seat drunk and was holding a bag because we were having to give him a ride home. And I told Will,
it's
I was like
dealing with Roy White again.
I was like, hey, give this to him if he starts throwing up. And he goes, okay. So then we hear him start retching, and Will's like,
retching?
Oh. Yeah, like, ugh. And so he goes, all right, I got it. All right, I got it. Yep, we got it in the bag. Yeah, that's it. Let it out, buddy. And I hear him like patting his back. So we get to Alex's dad's place. We open the door and I look, and there's just vomit in the car. And I look at Will and I'm like, where's the bag? And he holds up the bag and it's empty. And Will was like, I thought I got all of it. I got none of it. You know? I was like, how do you go from all to none and pat it? Like, so I just pictured him patting Alec on the back in the backseat, vomiting into my floorboard, just being like, there you go, buddy. Just keep on doing that. But I lost
my son, the angel, mm-hmm. when we landed, when he got to my parents' house, he was projectile vomiting.
Oh,
he projectile vomited all over their place.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I forgot. Alec made me think of that.
So I finally got a new debit card over the weekend because last weekend I had lost it in the course of everything that was going on. And I wasn't sure at the time. I did get confirmation after there were two charges on it. So somebody picked it up and started using it at that bar we were at.
Whoa. Yeah.
So I can't dispute them until they're processed. So they just finally processed on like Friday. So I'm going to have to dispute those charges now. But it was like $80 got spent. Two separate charges totaling $80, something like that. But I had felt...
Sorry, that's
kind of a helpless feeling not having a debit card in this day and age. Because it's just...
Well, do you have a credit card?
Yeah, but I just like... I don't like using my credit... I like using the cash that I have, the money that I have. I don't like putting anything just saying, oh, I'll pay it again later. So...
But you're not getting any rewards off the debit, are you?
No. But I don't like... I just don't like having...
I know.
A bill to
it's
pay.
It's free cash, Bobby.
I don't like having a bill to pay. It's their cash is what it is. And so I don't like that. I don't like owing a company anything.
So what did you buy him to make him so sick?
He drank... Three or four double shots of vodka and tequila in about 90 minutes, something like that, 2 hours maybe.
Were you there for this, Pepe?
No, I'm still looking for my invite somewhere.
Wow.
We tried to call Choppy to get him to come out, and he was not awake. We texted him, you up, with a little eggplant emoji, and he didn't respond.
Choppy did just text saying, Reetma is even more electric on this side of the radio.
I believe it. But it was good to finally get the debit card. I got that on Saturday, finally. So now I've returned to the modern society. And do you want me to save my Hagelin thoughts for crosstalk, or you want me to get into them now?
Let's hear what Pepe has to say first, and then we'll see if we have time.
So
that was your worst deal, the Kevin Hagelin beatdown, though?
Yeah, it was just the reflection that I had to have, which he did. He won. He won on Friday. There's no doubt about it. But I reflected on some things.
So I know it's best and worst of the weekend, but we have good, bad, and ugly for me. We'll start with the bad. It all started Friday. After the show, I was invited by the KNC Masterpiece with Kevin Hagelin and Eric Schiaffalo. Thanks to Whataburger for holding it down, but they were doing a... chicken tender eating contest. You had the entire segment, so about 14-15 minutes. Hagelin goes over, so maybe it's like 18 minutes. But, you know, we had to eat just however many tenders we could eat, Whataburger chicken strips, in the entire segment. And so we each got a box, just loaded up. We had a platter of like 50 or 60 in here, and everyone was eating them. And I was like, you know what? I could try it. I think I can, you know, get
close. So is this based upon what happened before I left with what you said about the chicken nuggets? And I said, no way, I'll pay you $300 if you can do it?
I don't think so. I think it was just coincidence.
Okay.
But yeah, so Whataburger had reached out to Whataburger, and they're like, yeah, we'll supply with the food and everything. This will be great. And Eric was talking a big game. I was like, you know what? I think I could challenge him, you know, but I failed completely. Eric had 15 tenders in 15 minutes.
No. Eric had 15 tenders in 12 minutes. You guys had your number in 15 minutes. He finished those in 12 minutes.
Damn.
And I said this on air. I was like, dude, I pray for your health. Like, I am worried about him. He's got a wife and a kids and everything. There is no way possible that he's doing this without doing it, like, on a normal basis.
How big are these tenders?
I mean, they're like that.
15 in 12 minutes?
Yeah, and he was dipping them. He was dipping them in, like, gravy, too. And he ate 15 of them.
Gravy?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I tried to watch a replay of it and just focus on Eric. Because, like, I was focused on my meal in front of me. And it got to the point where I was through five. And Eric's like, yeah, I'm on 14. I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. Like, I thought 7 and 15 minutes was a decent amount. You know, he puts down 15. Jacob, their board out filling in for Alec last week. He got 10, I believe. So, it's just, so I will never talk a big game anymore.
Because you had said you could eat 15 nuggets in a minute, I think.
And yeah, I don't buy it. Not well, yeah, I watched him on the fan game. No way.
I take it all back. I apologize for that ridiculous statement.
And that was the worst?
That was just bad. The worst was my window. Look, I moved in this new house.
Well,
2 months into it.
Broken
window. And like we had talked about it on Friday because it happened Thursday night. A random storm comes through. It wasn't even on the radar. It comes through. It lasts not even an hour. And there's a big crack of thunder. And all of a sudden, you know, some lights go out in my house. And Mackenzie's like, I heard something break. And I was like, no, maybe a picture frame fell, whatever. We couldn't figure it out until I went to lay in bed and I laid on glass. and we realized the window had shattered.
Part glass of the window, was in your bed?
Yes. That's the only reason I knew, and that's when I figured, okay, something with the thunder or lightning, and I start checking the house. I couldn't see anything on fire, so I went back in the daylight Friday afternoon after the show, and in my yard was all this bark, tree bark.
There's the window on the fan cam.
Yeah, there's the window. Aiden also has the tree that I sent you guys as well with the big lightning strike through it. That it flew off the bark, and there was bark underneath our bed frame, so we figured out, we put two and two together, that bark flew through the window somehow and shattered this window. And
what?
It was thick bark.
Tree bark?
It was thick bark. You know, it was hefty, but I had no idea that bark could fly through the window. But you see there, the lightning strike, you maybe need a... I could have done a better job with the picture. But yeah, if you zoom in a little more, in the daylight, it looked a little
better. Oh, you weren't crapping on Aiden.
No,
you were
saying
yourself.
Myself, yeah. But yeah, if you look
I see the bark
middle,
missing.
Yeah, there's a lamp right there at the bottom right. The lightning must have struck the lamp, you know, hit up the tree or whatever, and the bark flew off because there's bark all in my yard, but it shattered the window. I got a guy coming out this afternoon to fix it.
So what have you been putting like a sheet over the window and sleeping? How's that making your bedroom feel?
So we have cardboard there, like lined up, like taped up against the door. Nothing's been able to get in that I noticed. And then we have a trash bag on the outside as well. So just something there. But you know, at night, you know, mosquitoes can get bad out there. And I'm just hoping that cardboard doesn't fall or anything, because then mosquitoes come right into the bedroom.
So lightning hits a tree, shoots the bark through your window into your bed.
Because there was bark all on the floor, too. We didn't realize till the next day when we were, like, looking underneath the bed, actually, that... Because we just went to the guest room for the night because it was, like, 10:30 when I realized all this was happening. But, yeah, I never had that happen before. And it could have been worse. You know, I'm looking at kind of hindsight points. I mean, that tree is large. It very well could have cut in half and then fell on that roof or whatever damage that. So I'll take a broken glass window over that, but...
214 had a Sean weekend. They said, best of the weekend was seeing my 2-year-old have a blast at the pool. The worst was then us trying to leave the pool and the public meltdown that he had.
Humiliating. Mm. I apologize to everyone on the flight crew and seated in the entire vessel.
Except the drink cart people. You don't apologize.
Yeah, screw you guys. Screw you guys. These girls from Baltimore figures. Best and worst of the weekend. Commercial free expressway here. DFW Sports Station. It sounds like we have a developing story. And the Dallas Mavericks may have their new point guard. We'll bring you the possible breaking news next.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.